Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone to have another dynamic discussion. I tell you, I look so forward to the end of this week and when we get to come back together and I get to pour into you and just have these great topics. And you know, Whispers, you can join in on this fabulous conversation by calling in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has done something divine for us. They have put a live link right in our episode, which is a chat box, and you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something, just put it in that chat box, and you know how your girl loves to monitor a good chat box. Oh, my goodness. Hold on now. Did you guys get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Hold on. Jax, he is a three-time champion mixologist from Boston, Massachusetts. He brought us a cocktail, the vodka cranberry cocktail, and then gave us a little history about cranberries from Boston. Mind blown. I have to tell you something. It is so refreshing and so crisp. But Whispers, tell them, if they didn't get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode, they are missing it. And they need to join our newsletter so they're able to get in on the fabulous tips that are placed in that newsletter, the cocktail, mocktail of the episode, plus much, much more. Hey, there's a live link in the description box. Click on it. Join. You'll thank us later. Trust me. And listen, we would like to tell you something. If you're in the Pennsylvania area and you happen to go to Stateside Vodka, oh my goodness, their vodka is so good and it's so crisp, it's sugar-free, and it's zero sugar and zero carbs in it. So you know, dynamic. I am loving it, and I think like this is one that is going to be on my shelf for a minute. So don't forget, guys, I want you to join in on the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091. Are you ready for today's topic, the importance of resilience? I know, like, I'm telling you, I'm going to get some music or something because it's like those topics are just fire. You know, I like to start our discussion with a clear meaning or definition. This way we are starting off on an even ground here. So we're going to get the meaning of resilience. And that means the ability to withstand adversity and bounce back from difficult life events. So let me say that once again. Resilience means the ability to withstand adversity and bounce back from difficult life events. Oh my goodness, right? That is such an important quality because it gives people the strength needed to process and overcome hardships. And our level of resiliency will change and develop throughout our lives, and it enables us to develop mechanisms for our own protection. It helps us to maintain balance in our lives during difficult and stressful periods. Isn't it dynamic just to see what that quality really brings out and embeds in us? I mean, because most time we can say, oh, that person is so resilient, but never really giving the full look or definition or that quality, the real look of the aspect under that microscope of what it requires and what it is. You know, many are wondering, how can we develop more resiliency or to be resilient. And there are several ways that we can develop this quality. We may have to make some lifestyle changes, because anytime we're bringing new things into our lives, there's a period that we have to make adjustments. We have to practice being more straightforward and assertive with others, because that's what's required with resiliency. I know. I mean, I see that so many people, and you know what? I didn't even acknowledge our live Zoom group today. I'm so sorry. Let me introduce you all to them. This is the Women That Make Change Effective. They're coming out of Boston, Massachusetts, matter of fact, and I'm so grateful to have you all here with me and just to be able to have this discussion with you all. And don't forget, you can drop your questions in there and I will answer them as I go along as well. But I did not want to make the mistake of not welcoming you into our house and into our room with us. So I do appreciate it so much. So if you feel people are making unreasonable demands upon you, be prepared to tell them how you feel and say no. Remember, I told you before, that word no is powerful and it holds a lot of power within it. And I even told you that sometimes we develop that word more into our vocabulary, it's more freeing and it gives us an ability to change and interchange with people in the right way to set clear boundaries with them. You know, I always tell you that your power is in your voice. And sometimes it's not a harsh no. Now, don't get that misconstrued, okay? It's not harsh, but it's standing firm on knowing that you cannot keep pivoting, changing, fitting things in to the likeliness or likelihood of everyone else's agenda, because that's not what resilience is. And being straightforward is something that many need to practice and not tiptoe around subjects that need to be addressed. You know, most of my clients will tell you, I'm not one that tiptoes around subjects or things that need to be said or things that they're not really working on but trying to pretend that they're working on, because I know that if I'm not clear with them and not straightforward, they will continue the same practices that will not allow them to pivot, grow, and make necessary changes. So listen, Whisperers, another thing that helps us develop more resiliency is looking after our physical health. And I'm going to go into all that even a little bit deeper, but this is something that's an important key. And you have to get a good night's sleep and a better sleep pattern so the brain is able to kind of work on itself, to fix itself, to have that moment to just kind of refresh, reset, and develop that ability of resiliency. And you also have to be making sure that you're dealing with certain situations that arise in our day-to-day lives effectively. So that's why we need sleep, because our brains must be able to function correctly. And did you know that if you are not properly hydrating yourselves, that this is not causing, you know, oxygenated, enriched blood to circulate and to be a part and to make those healthy cells that help us to keep thinking, helping us to really understand and adjust the way that we're thinking and the way that we deal with things? These are true elements that you have to have in place when you're thinking about the quality of resilience. So I have to ask you, do you know what the five pillars of resiliency are? And some of you may and some of you may not, but we're going to take really a deep look into these and we're going to break them down. And you know, I like to tell you at this point in this, at this part of the juncture of our conversation, that you may need to grab yourself a pen and paper so you can take some notes. But if you don't have that, remember to bookmark this episode, come back, listen to it. If it does not apply to you, but you know it can really help someone else, what is our biggest thing here? Is that we share it with others and to help others to be able to develop the qualities that they need to keep moving forward. So we're going to get into the five pillars. And the ladies over here in the Zoom group are excited. They got the hearts and they got a little bit of everything going on in this chat box. I love it. Thank you, ladies. So the five pillars, we're going to start with, I'm going to tell you what they are, but then we're going to break them down. So the first one is emotional well-being. The second is inner drive. The third is future focus. The fourth is relationships. Remember I told you, physical health. So again, emotional well-being, inner drive, future focus, relationships, and physical health. So let's get into these one by one. And so we're going to first look at that element of emotional well-being. And the first and most fundamental pillar of resilience is this aspect. So let's think of this as like we're building out. So that is going to be that pillar that is going to withstand all the weight. And it's the support beam that holds up everything else. So we're going to be like building on this quality. So this way you can kind of take it to your mind's eye and get kind of a look at what we're doing here. And so with that being said, this pillar of resilience is about how a person understands and manages their emotions. And this can include seeing things from multiple perspectives, because we're not talking about a singular vision. Just one kind of part of seeing things or how we're developing the quality, because resilience does not mean a singular vision. So let's make sure we understand that. And, you know, this being able to solve conflict with oneself and others and healthily expressing emotions. Notice that word I said, healthily expressing emotions, because this is not a dumping. This is not when you go and you can't control and you're just saying everything off the top of your head and it's just fire and everything is just coming out and spewing out, but it has no direction. No, this is something that we're going to have control over. And see, this quality for people, that helps them to gain that control of their thoughts, their feelings, their behaviors. Oh my goodness, the pillar. The stabilizer, emotional well-being. Dynamic, isn't it? I'm telling you, we're building on this. So the first quality that we're building on, what again? Emotional well-being. The second factor is the future focus. Now listen, whispers, I'm telling you, I don't have no crystal balls and neither do you. So although nobody can predict the future, it is possible to be prepared to successfully handle obstacles that show up. Did you hear me? It is possible for you to be prepared to handle the obstacles that show up. And future focus is the ability to plan ahead. Everything doesn't just pop up and happen. There are situations that, yes, we do have the pop-up and the situations that just happen, but that's why the emotional well-being is there so we can kind of move forward into the future focus that will help us to really work in accord to what is happening to help us to really make sure that we're safeguarding our minds, our hearts, our soul, and moving in a direction that is positive. And if you remember, a little bit while back in one of our episodes, I spoke about having realistic goals. And remember, I told you the about SMART goals, what they were, and I broke down the word SMART for you. I told you that a SMART goal was specific, it was measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Remember that? Oh, I broke down SMART goal for you. So remember, it was specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. And by having a SMART goal, it provides the clarity, focus, and motivation that we need. Oh my goodness. So look, I gave you, and now you got two pillars that's holding your walls up. You got emotional well-being. You got future focus, which puts us into rotation and moving forward into our inner drive. You know, I'm about making a complete circle here. I'm on my way. You see my circle coming. You see it for me. So the inner drive is all about a person's ability to focus on themselves on a daily basis. Now, I'm not saying they become self-centered, selfish. That's a whole different topic. And I know some of you all have written in about that topic, and I'm probably going to address it at a later time, but that's not what this discussion is about. And although a person shouldn't put too much pressure on themselves or yourself, they can do the following things on a daily basis that will help them to continue to have the inner drive. So you need to use your own self-awareness as a guide. Did you hear that? Your own self-awareness as your guide. You need to practice managing thoughts, emotions, and actions. Because remember I told you when we had the episode on, are you managing stress or are you embracing stress? And I taught you about when we embrace stress, our bodies are able to process it in a way that is going to help us and to boost us in a way that is not going to cause adverse effects upon us. So inner drive is much the same because we're focusing on the qualities and healthy prospects and visions of what it is in our mind's eye. And the ladies here are putting into the chat box that, you know, they never really looked at inner drive as being something that was necessary to move them forward in resilience. Yes, these are necessary qualities. These are necessary building blocks for us to have this sort of quality in us. So this sometimes is one of the hardest things to do, is developing that inner drive, but it's so necessary. And see, constructive criticism is something that many people don't realize is necessary to help to fortify us, to help us to change, help us to improve, and to bring forth a quality of resilience and that accountability that we must have. So which leads us into the building blocks again. So we have our walls are forming and they're looking great. We have the emotional well-being first and foremost. Then I gave you step two of the future focus, not having that crystal ball, but developing the future focus and the SMART goals. Then I gave you step number three of the inner drive, that inner drive of making us have the ability to focus on ourselves, to be able to make the pivots in our daily life, our daily routines. And lastly, of course, is that fourth quality, is not the last, but it's the fourth quality of physical health. Physical health. I spoke about it earlier in our conversation, and it's necessary for a healthy mind and development, as I was telling you, with resilience. And a person taking care of their physical health will give you energy and drive to maintain all of your pillars. All of the pillars of resiliency come under that fact of a physical, healthy well-being. Because it's nurturing your body. It's nurturing your mind. It's feeding your soul. It's just making you have the quality of love within yourself that is going to propel you forward. And whispers, when a person takes care of their body on a daily basis, it sets a reminder of something essential to your well-being and consciously loving yourself. And you know, like I told you before last week, we talked about accepting ourselves, loving ourselves, flaws and all, and how that is empowering to our minds and how it helps us to be able to take on the qualities of different things that we want for ourselves to be better and better reflections of what we need. That mirror, remember that mirror that I told you that we look into? The things that we say to ourselves, self-talk being so necessary, that builds on the qualities that keep us nourished and moving. Oh my goodness, I love things like this, because this is just as powerful as the need to be loved and loving ourselves is what builds all this and makes us resilient, keeps us going, keeps us fighting, keeps us achieving, and making us stronger and more determined. I just think resilience plays such a huge factor in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, we covered all of what resilience is, but what isn't it? What isn't resilience, though? See, resilience doesn't mean that we won't experience difficulties or distress. So don't think that's what resilience is, because that's by far not it. And some people have, like, it seems like when they come out of the fire, there's just one more fire. But if they look at it in a way of really seeing what it is and what it's building in them and how the resiliency, and not just falling on self, but looking past that and looking to know that there is more to things and more to life than just that singular vision. And in fact, the road to resiliency is likely to involve considerable emotional distress. It's a known fact. And you know, I love to tell you about studies. And I always give you studies, because you know how I am with the mind and making sure that you all really understand certain qualities as far as that goes. But studies have shown that people that deal with factors in their life that are stressful and they develop resiliency are better able and better equipped to handle life's challenges. They're less likely to have issues with substance abuse. They're more so in control of their emotions, their feelings, their thoughts on a regular basis. So most of you know that I speak on my story of what happened in my life and being wheelchair bound for 5.5 years. And I have to tell you all honestly that in doing that and having those adversities and difficulties in my life, it really made me emerge as a better person. Yes, it's true. It really helped me emerge as a better person. The ladies in the Zoom group were like, oh my goodness, are you serious? I'm serious, ladies. It really did. Because I'm going to tell you this. I became more compassionate. I became more empathetic and less self-absorbed than I was before. Because, see, when I had that situation, it was a matter of not feeling sorry for myself, but understanding what I needed to do to pivot, to make myself a better person, and to bring forth a better quality of a person. So in turn, what happened was it made me a better listener. So it made me a better friend. It made me a better therapist. It made me a better mentor. It made me a better counselor. It made me a better daughter, wife. It just engulfed every part of my life that gave me the momentum to keep moving forward. It just kept fueling me, because the more that I started to have the resiliency and the more that I developed this quality, it brought forth something that was so powerful that I didn't even realize it at first. My mom, who you all know was my manager, she said to me, I like this Sonia. This Sonia is so much more compassionate and understanding of things. Because a lot of times as a young person that has so much talent and doing certain things in their life and striving and achieving such great things, you forget to be thankful. You forget that it requires a little bit more than just that surface kind of quality. And resilience puts that in you, because it's the adversities that help you to grow, to nurture and develop your mind in a different way that puts you in a different circumstance. I mean, like, seriously, like, this is like such a dynamic conversation. And I don't know if I'm doing it full just for you all to bring forth the quality of what this really means, but I definitely know I want to pour into you to help you all to be able to withstand the challenges that you face, the adversities that are against you. I mean, we still living in a pandemic kind of world. We got the variant. We got everything going on. It's attacking the young children now. And so we are building resiliency every single day, but it's not to be a self-pity, and it's not to be an emotional drain or a pouring out or flooding out of just not being able to control the way that you're feeling or the emotions that are running inside of you. Resiliency is not that at all. And when we are developing and building resiliency, it takes time. And I always tell you all, things don't happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight when we're making necessary changes, when we're developing certain skills and certain necessary qualities that we need. This doesn't happen overnight. You can't snap your fingers and bam, there it is. Because that's not what happens. That's not realistic. SMART goals. Remember, SMART goals, relevant. Resiliency is only developed through our challenges, only developed through our challenges. And I know, like, some of us have faced so many things, and some of us are up against so many things, but how are you really handling it? How are you looking at it through your mind's eye? And do you have the quality of people that can support you in your need and your journey into resiliency? Because see, that's the other key element there. We have to have individuals that are pouring what? Value. You all can say it with me because I say it constantly, that we must be pouring value into each other. You are not a junk bond that has no value to it. You are definite stock that have value to it, that you are paying out at a high dividend. Because like I told you, we're not cut glass. We are all diamonds. And diamonds are valuable. And that's what this quality brings forth. So what am I giving you as takeaways? Because I think you already know what the takeaways are, but I'm going to go back over it and give it to you. So first and foremost, we're looking after our health. And remember, our stabilizer is emotional well-being. Then our inner drive, our future focus, and that's not your crystal ball, so remember that, and our relationships. The key element here, are you building a strong tribe? Whisperers, I tell you, I love this tribe that we have here because you know why? We pour into each other. We give freely to each other. If we're down, we lift them up. And if you're broken, we try to fix it or we try to give the right kind of things that will enable you to start to mend. So is your tribe doing that for you? And if they aren't, you need to start separating from them because they are going to take from you and you won't be able to develop dynamic quality in your life. You know, I tell you all the time, these type of topics, I have to try to get myself to stop so we don't go over our time because, you know, I'm one that this can develop and it can go on forever. And, you know, I want to invite you all because I'm actually starting a Clubhouse room. I don't know if any of you all are on Clubhouse. And if you're not, trust me, you need to be over there because there are some dynamic people that are on there making connections, pouring value into each other. And I have the privilege of being a part of some groups, some great dynamics. This one family, they came on and they have their segment and it's just, oh my goodness, it's so powerful. And what they're giving is like dynamic. But it speaks on resiliency, their resiliency as a family. And it's awesome. And I love it. But my group and my room starts on the 21st at 11 a.m. And the name of it is the Roundtable of Intention. Now, if you're a part of our newsletter that you get the announcements and all, you're going to see an invitation in there for you to join for this room. And it's at 11 a.m. Even if you have a Droid, you can get on Clubhouse now. If you're on that you have an iPhone, you definitely can get on Clubhouse. If one of you all would like to be, you know, one of my guests, let me know. Send me an email at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So once that, again, that's info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And look, guys, you got to come back next week because we have another dynamic discussion coming. And it's on Born to Be an Optimist, right? Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. I'm pouring into you guys. This season that we have, because you know our new season will start in January. We're going to be taking our hiatus in December, but we are going to be lighting fire in here until the end of the season too. And so don't forget, I want to get social with you guys. Come over to Instagram. Follow me there at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. So once again, that's whispersinabottle_podcast on Instagram. We have our Facebook group, and you can find us over there as well. And because we are going to be putting some things in that you are not going to want to miss. You're definitely going to be like on the outside if you don't join in, because I have some things that I'm developing that I'm going to be launching. I told you guys I have courses that are going to be coming into our private Facebook group, and you don't want to miss it. And guess what? Most of them, of course, as you know, because they're on Facebook, are free. But you have to be a part of the free, that private group. So you know what, guys? I have so enjoyed being here with you. I have enjoyed pouring into you as always, and I'm just excited to say that I get to come in here and have these topics with you. I thank the ladies for being here on our private Zoom and to be able to pour into you, have the exchange that we had. This was dynamic. Stateside Vodka, delicious. Thank you so much, Jax. Thank you for bringing our cocktail mocktail to the episode. And remember, guys, you're listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And I'm wishing you all to have a safe, healthy, happy weekend. And don't forget to build resiliency. You can do it. You can move forward. And if you want to work with me, you know, you simply have to go and email me and we will connect and we will build out these bridges for you. All right, guys, have a great weekend and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. All right, guys, talk to you next week.